άντρας με έναν λίγο λανάπλο, ίσως να του ίσκολα γιος με ένα πιάσε, ίσκολα γιος με ένα, don't do whatever you want, which means that you bring your bonus whatever you want, και θα πούσε έναν λίγο να λάνει έπρεπε come to the situation to the second. Now, λίγο με τη Σίδα, during the 380 years of Shiva, the desert, the bonus were also. And the Nahal is the Roshalayim, when since the Besamikis was built, you cannot, but the bonus was still there. And the people used to come there. I mean, they used to consider them, they were holy places like that. They did have Besamikis and so on. This was the place that done there. And most of the start of Unka was Satorishko. Satorishko. Now, it's high course. So unsuccessful. He was unsuccessful to remove it because if you do an Avera the Shem Shemai, very hard to get the people to see. They thought they make the Shem Shemai what you want to bring. It's called the Tabernacle. I remember your great grandfather used to always go there and he'd do it. All of a sudden it's such a big Avera. So that was very hard. It's very hard. People think it's a mitzvah. People think it's a mitzvah. You think it's a mitzvah and it's an Avera. They think it's a mitzvah. It's very hard to do the Shem Shemai. A bonus also. That was one thing. Rak Levav also. Or Yesholim Hashem Konyom. He tried, but he was unsuccessful. So the Novi testifies, his heart was Sholim Im Hashem Konyom. He wanted it, and the Novi testifies that he did, but they didn't succeed. Vayovei es Kodeshei Oviv, the Kodeshei Beis Hashem, Kesev is over again, which is a very difficult person. But only he brought the Kodeshim of his fathers, means whatever his father had been Makdish to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodeshei Beis Hashem, and also the Hekdesh for Beis Hashem, he brought it where? There was silver, Kesev, Zohar, and Kesev. The silver case was okay, which were donated for Exodus from his father and other Kodesh Hashem. Where did he bring them? So in Dibur HaYomim, it doesn't say like this. Vayoveh es Kodesh Oviv v'Kodoshov Beis Hashem. And here you have a Kriya Yosef. It also says both is instead of we read it Kodesh Beis Hashem, but there's a word. In Divayom you find like this, he brought into Beis Hashem the Kodeshei Oviv, which his father was Makdish, and which he had been Makdish, namely Kesev Zohar v'Kelim, he brought him as Hashem. Which means, it's difficult, the passage is a little difficult, but the meaning is clear. Since the time Shishak had robbed the Beis Hashem, they were afraid to keep the Kodeshei Beis Hashem. Any time they may come, Shishak was a powerful king. He could come any minute. When he came in, there was no resistance. Just he came, he took out all the treasures. It's like, oh, loka. So anybody who was marked with something, kept it like today in many shoes. They don't keep the silver of the Tzefetelos, they don't keep it in the shoe, afraid that maybe people would take it away. They didn't take the, had no betorah. So they kept, they thought any minute somebody may come. So the people took their kodshim in his own father. Anything that you were makdish, kesev, zohar, v'kelim, they didn't keep it in safekeeping. Belonged to Beis HaMikdash, but it wasn't under Beis HaMikdash. He brought it back, he says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It belongs to Beis HaMikdash. Should be stored to Beis HaMikdash. This is what the meaning is. Unechoma hoiso ben oso ben basho melech Yisrael kol yemein. In the meantime, the 22 years of Yerovam were over, and Basho was his successor, which we will have to learn yet. Basho, and Basho as a successor, still the state of war between the northern kingdom of Israel, the southern kingdom of Yehuda, was going on all the time. Now, as Ptolemaeus, as long as Kolimeim does not mean Kolimeim, means Kolimeim as long as they were both living together at one time, because we see that he outlived Basha. Basha was only for a very short while, and he was a king for 41 years. So when it says Kolimeim, means the time that both lived together, Kolimeim. Vayal Basho Melech Israel Al Yehud. So amongst the various episodes in that continuous war, which continued all these years, the heathen goes forward back, but also on the border, all of a sudden Basho invaded Yehuda, and he made he came up into Yehuda, Melech Israel against Yehuda, Vayiven Esoromo, and which means he came all up to Yerushalayim, which was in Sepharim, in the Palestinian as well. I mean, so that he can come very easily from Ephraim to Yerushalayim. He came and he built this Horoma. Horoma means the high building. He built a high building, a tower. And the army was around, they couldn't prevent it. They couldn't prevent it. Now, even as Horoma, the ability of Horoma is a high, tall building which controlled Yerushalayim on a high mountain and controlled Yerushalayim. But the ability takes Yotze Obo Le'oz Amel Hirut, not to allow any Yotze Obo means here Milchoma, any Anshe Milchoma to come, go out or to go in for Oz Amel Hirut. So how do you defend Yerushalayim? You have to have troops defending it. But since he controlled for a high tower, so they were immediately, when they saw any troops going out of Yerushalayim, they would fall out upon them and fight with them and kill many of them, and any troops coming into Yerushalayim, he controlled. So what could he do? Yehuda was a small country, and here this was all the rest of the country overpowering the Kemel of Israel. So he did something in desperation, which was wrong. It was wrong. I mean, it says here, Vayika also is called Akeze, Vaso, Hanasorim, the Ultras Beis Hashem. He took out all the money which was left over. The money had been spent on Kabonas and so on, but the rest that was left over, or it could mean the money that was left over when Shishak had robbed Beis HaMikdash, he took everything that was in Beis HaMikdash, but other people also had Hekdash, which he now brought into the Beis Hashem, and took it out again. And also, but also Beis Hashem, Beis also Beis HaMelech, his own treasuries, gold and silver and whatever he had, by Yitnei Biyad Avodav, he gave it into the hands of his servants, by Yishlochem, he sent his servants, HaMelech also El Ben Hadad Ben Tavrimon Ben Chezion Melech Arom. He says an official shlichus, that the emissaries of the Melech also can go to Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimon, Ben Chezion, Melech Arom, the king of Syria. These were the king of Syria. Hayoshe Ben Amesek, who dwells in Damascus, sent all his gold and silver to the king. Lema, tell him like this. Ris Beni Ubenego, we make a covenant between you and me, Ben Ovi Ben Ovicho, like there used to be between my father and your father. But who was that? We never heard about that Arom had a covenant in Ovi Ben Avir. He's referring to the time of Shlomo HaMelech, who lived in peace, but originally with all the kings of Arom, all the kings of the surrounding nations. And the priest was, of course, they recognized him and paid him tribute, but we were in good, peaceful coexistence. Hinei sholachti l'cho shalchat. I send you now a shalchat. We say when you send it to a judge, it's called bribery. You send it to a king, it's called a gift. I send you a gift. Kesef, bezov, gold and silver. Silver and gold. Lech hofero es berisko es basho melech Yisroel v'yale me'od. All I want you is you shall relinquish your covenant. We would call today your
history.
Yeah, well, no, you have a special word. a non-aggression pact. They had a non-aggression pact. We want to make a non-aggression pact, I pay you, and you make the correct non-aggression pact that you have with Basho, Melech Israel. When you do so, Vayale Me'olo, you will be scared. so he will go away from me. That's all I want. He should be scared that you will attack him. You're right in the north of him, and north and east of him. You'll attack him. So since you say you cancel the pact that you have with him, so he'll get off my back. Ayishma ben Atat el Amela also. He listened to him. Ayishla esore achayolim. He sent the generals of his soldiers. Ashalot al Ore Yisrael against the Ore Yisrael. He did more than was expected. He went against the cities of Israel and he conquered. Bayah, he smote as Iyun. That's all up in the north. Iyun, Don, we know Don, that they know that's all up in the north. There's Ove Besmacho, we know that from the Torah. There's called Kinros. Kinros is the Yam Kineres. The whole region of the Yam Kineres. I'll call Eres Naphtali on over the whole land of Naphtali. So he really made an invasion for the man. He only told him to cancel the non-aggression pact. But now he for money, to everything. Yeah, so he made an invasion, had a good excuse, attacked him from the back while he was building this high home or this high tower next to Jerusalem to threaten Yehuda. All of a sudden he's attacked in the north by a friend with whom he had a priest. And attacked in the north. He kishmoa basho. Basho heard. Vayechdal mivnosis the Roma. He stopped building the Roma. That was getting bigger and bigger. Vayeshe betzirzo. And he lived in Tirzo. That was his capital. It means he went back to Tirzo and he stayed there very quietly. He couldn't do anything against the Melech HaRoma. He was very powerful. He had snatched it. The cities in the north away from him, and he had to go away from Yehuda, and he was quietly, peacefully in Tirsa. Now here we don't find any reprimand that what Osa did was wrong. We only find here Osa is a tzaddik, Kol Yomov, and so forth and so on. But in Divrei HaYomim we find the Novi Hanoni came to him. There was a Novi called Hanoni. He said, "Bishoncho al Melech HaRom." Since you have relied on the king of Aram, you have not relied on Hashem Elokecho, Alkein Nimlat Chayim Melech Aram Yedeh. The army of Melech Aram has escaped your hand. That means that he thought that he will now be protected by Aram. He paid him so much money. It lasted only a short while. Then Aram withdrew, and he didn't help him. In other words, that Basha could Basha could have attacked him, could have attacked him again, without protection. He says, since you have no Bitochan, you have to now get a lesson in Bitochan. The army of Melech Aram had gotten out of his hands, had no, nothing to do with him anymore. And he was just as vulnerable to be attacked by Melech Israel as he was before. But he had to learn now how to have Bitochan. Now Melech also, Hishmiya is called Yehuda. Melech also, Hishmiya means he trapped. He trapped it all Yehuda. That means he made it that everybody should hear about it. He go around town, trier from town to town, and there was loudspeakers. They scream out, everybody should come. Ain't no key, no excuse, nobody's free. Ain't no key. And they all have to come and take that Romo, that building which had been built, he take it apart. That Basha had built the Romo, they take it apart. Vayisu as Abner Romo, they carried out away, everybody had to help. One could only carry one stone. But what it is by Yisro as Amne Romo, the stones of Romo, as Enteon, all the wood, Ashabonu Basha, which Basha had built, by even Bom HaMelech also as Geva bin Yomer, he used the stones of that Romo to reinforce, build up Geva bin Yomer, which was a town, he used to build it up, Be'ez HaMitzpo, another town, Mitzvah. The years that Godiva also, all the other things of Divrei Osa. Chol Gevurot, all these
power,
Bechola She'oza, whatever he did, Be'uri Meshabona, the cities which he built, Alheimo Vesubim, and Seva, Dibre Hayom, and Amadiyu. Here you have a king who is a great tzaddik, except as one of the which he did. But the great tzaddik, for 41 years, whatever he accomplished, when he became old, his feet became sick. He was well, felt all right. His feet were sick. Somebody's sick, then he's the whole person is sick. Sometimes the person that's sick, his feet are sick. He had chol esragov. Why did it happen to him? Because he says, ain't no king. He should have said that Talmidei Chachomim don't have to go. Talmidei Chachomim, and not drafted, but he drafted everybody should come. He said, ain't no king, no excuse, everybody should come. So the Gemara says, insulted. So was Rova, Mipne Ma'an, Nenes Oza, why was Oza punished? He drafted Talmidei Chachomim. Because Rabbi Yehonogi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Lechosen Betekra, Bekala Mechoposen. It says also in the first year after marriage, Noki Yerebeta. And he says, Hey Noki. So also did Tavay with that. So that was another reason why Paul has
happened. Capital Pes Wolf, we have come up to Posikov Gimel, where we said that also at the time of his old age, Cholo Esraglov, he had a sickness and his feet, trouble with his feet. We've learned the Gemara in Sotah says the reason that he had a sickness of his feet is Dorash Rova, Mipnei Man, Nenish Aser, why was he punished? Mipnei She'osa Angario B'Talmidei Chachomim. He made an ankariyah, that means a compulsive service for Talmidei Chachomim. We have learned that when this big tower was built next to Yerushalayim, and the enemy had gone away, he said, we learned that in Posek Chobbeis, Amelech also Hishmiya is called Yehuda. He had summoned all of Yehuda. Einoki says nobody is free. And you have to, Vayisu is Avne Horoma, and they took the stones of, carried the stones of this big building, sail and the wood, they carried it away, they took it apart and carried it away. He wanted to get rid of that menace for the safety of Yerushalayim, so he summoned everybody, Einoki. So one explanation of Einoki is in Yerushalmi, where it says, Achosin Mechedra. Achosin in his first year is free from any public service. It says, Noki Yilabesa Shona Achas. He shall be free for his house, that means for his wife, 1 year, Besimach es Ishtar Ashalokach, and shall rejoice, make his wife rejoice. So he stays home, he's not conscribed into the army and so forth. Now, he would say, Enoki means, he says, not even a chosen mechedra, but kala mechuposa, he says, everybody. Now, the Rabbonan Amrin, and the Rabbonan says that he said, less rabbi be rabbi. There is no rabbi be rabbi means he doesn't recognize any Talmud Chochem, and the son of a Talmud Chochem, and rabbi be rabbi. So he says, anybody has to go. And the Gemara insult in our Zimbabwe says also the reason is that he made Angari B'Talmidei Chachomim. That when he had this public service, when he conscribed everybody to help in the dismantling of that big tower, then he included Talmidei Chachomim. That means no difference. Ain't no key. So as a punishment for that, he became sick in his feet, in trouble with his feet. So the question was asked last time, there was the last thing with which he closed. Somebody asked me, what is a midah keneged midah? or usual, because he made the Talmid Chacham work for the government, his feet became sick. Today is the Ralbak. The Ralbak says a different reason. He says the Kach Nenesh Aser was punished also. Mipnei shebikesh miben hadat melech Edom ki yazon lo b'nechum. We have said that he asked Melech Edom Melech Arom should help him. He bribed the king of Syria, should help him against his fellow Jews. He says, instead of Ki'ilah lahoy lahu raglaim lo leches b'milchum, that means as if he had no feet to go into a battle, so instead of going himself into the battlefield against the enemy, he sent somebody else to do it for him. Well, if he has no feet, the punisher has no feet, which is not too satisfactory. One can say simply, we when the place where Talmidei Chachamim learn is called the yeshiva, not necessarily because they're always sitting down. The yeshiva means to sit down, yishuv hadas. You can think deeper and clearer when you're not moving around. You sit down in a place, and that's why the place where you do deep learning, yeshiva. Yeshiva means yakzoken, the yoshiv, the yeshiva. You're kind of passive, not walking. So when he made people, Talmidei Chachamim, stop this kind of learning in order to help in this particular action, he made them get up on their feet instead of allowing them to sit the yeshiva. So that would be a midah k'neged midah, that chole es ragla. However, this is very interesting, that to learn melochim without divra hayomim doesn't give us the entire picture. You don't have time to learn divra hayomim. Also is a very controversial person. He did things right and did things wrong. And it says there in Divrei Hayomim that a Novi appeared to him, and the Novi Chanoni appeared to him, and he told him, "Behishoncho al Melech Arom," since you have leaned yourself, that means were leaning on the king of Arom. In other words, you trusted him. You entrusted him with the mission that you should have done. V'lo nish'anto al Hashem elokecho. You have not trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kein nimlat chel melech Arom miyodecho. That's why the army of the Syrian army has escaped your hands. Which means that the idea was this. First of all, the Jewish state composed of 10 tribes, the northern kingdom, was fighting against the southern kingdom. And Yerushalayim was about to be invaded. They had built up already this big tower, and the Yehuda, that means the Malchus Yehuda, composed of two tribes, was too weak to put up a front. Couldn't do it. So what did they do? They had to call the goy. Chilul Hashem is in the Shah. You think we have Chilul Hashem? That was Chilul Hashem in those days. He bribes the Syrian king in order to fall in the back of the Jewish king Basho, who had attacked him, and which he did. And then he wanted to say bris ben ibanich. We want like to have a bris. I mean a political arrangement. So what happened is the man took the money, the Syrian king took the money. He also sent his troops, and they ransacked a few cities in the northern part of Israel, whereupon King Basha immediately went back to defend the border in the north, which means then, of course, Yehuda was relieved. Also, I didn't have any worries anymore. He just took this big tower apart, but at the same time, that was the end of the covenant they made. he paid so much money for it, he thought that they're going to be at his side the whole time. He says, you trusted him, you got what you wanted, but then the army of Syria went right back, and in the meantime, Bashar had made him a lot of trouble. There was a milchoma constantly. So what did he do when the Novi Hanoni, nobody ever heard of him before, there were all kinds of Nevi'im in those days, different from the Nevi'im later who made big speeches and so forth. We find somebody in the next capital. And the Yohanovi himself, all of a sudden they appear from nowhere. We don't know where they come from. And the Yohanovi comes soon. Leo, Risha, there's Hanoni, we had Achia Shiloni. They don't make any Sephorim, they don't write any Sephorim, at least they're not known to us. So they're Hanoni. So he put him in jail. The king also put him in jail. So while on one hand he's a big, he was a tzaddik, he did all kinds of things which were very good, commendable. On the other hand, he was controversial. He did things which were wrong. Instead of accepting what the Novi told him, he put him in jail. And what the result was, that eventually his son married the daughter of a Melech Roshe, the Melech Omri of Israel, the biggest Ovid of the Torah in Malchus Israel, just a few years later. That was, but disregarding the Novi, he had reaped, that means Yehoshaphat married a woman that didn't fit to him. Yehoshaphat was a big tzaddik, and was plagued all his life with the daughter of Omri. So, as I said, it's controversial, and in order to really get the full picture, we would have to wait to learn the Vayom. Ayishkav also in Mavosov, also lay down with his father, which means always mace, misa. Vayikova in Mavosov, Yadovit Ovid. And he was buried together with his forefathers, that means in the Kivrei Melochim, in the city of his father, Dovid. Here you see again the word Dovid doesn't mean father, but it means great grandfather. Shlomo and Tavo, and so here comes Yimloch Yehoshaphat Nota. Benodo ben Yerovam. Now we go over to the other side. Benodo ben Yerovam Molach al Yisrael Bishnat Shtaim Leosu Melech Yehuda. He ruled over Israel only very shortly, in the same years. Two of Osa Melech Yehuda, by Yimloch al Yisrael Shnosoyim, and he was a king over Israel only for 2 years. Something else which we shouldn't forget. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Malchus Yisrael, the 10 tribes, from Shlomo, his son, the Chavon, that was supposed to last only a short while. And only a short while. In the days of Oso should have returned. Had Oso, this was a big test. Had Oso was attacked by his fellow Jews. It was a horrible thing. Jew against Jew. And the powerful kingdom of Israel has now penetrated. There was no defense. They had already built a big tower, and Yotzeh and Bo, they controlled all movements of troops in Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim was lost. He had he done teshuvah, had he done tefillah, had he shown this bitochon, which later on, let's say, we find Chizkiyo HaMelech shows, when Sancheirav surrounds Yerushalayim. This would have been the moment when he would have won, when he and the Malchus Yisrael would have returned to him, and the whole episode of a separate kingdom for 10 tribes would have been over. This was not the case. The whole history has changed completely, and what follows is all the result of it. Now here comes Noda Vayasara Be'ene Hashem. He did what was evil in the eyes of Hashem. When it says evil in the eyes of Hashem, the word Be'ene Hashem is actually added on to it. It means as far as a human being was a wonderful human being. It's Eine Hashem in Mitzvah. It was not Am Eine Ha'udah. You didn't have to think of it. There's a Rosha has two meanings. You say Rosha means Rosha is always a Rosha. You mean think of a brutal person, a brutal murderer, a rapist, an arsonist, a saints. That's a Rosha. But there's another Rosha. When he does any Avera that the person is doing willingly, knowingly, he's a Rosha because he's killing himself. He's a murderer of himself. He's a brutal, brutal person, cruel against his own neshama. So that's he's a ra b'ini Hashem. So vayelach b'derech oviv, followed his father. That means it's an excuse. We don't have that as an excuse. He follows his father. It's not an excuse. A person is to do better than his father. Defined by Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi, when he asked Vayishal is Nafshal Amus, he wanted to die. He said, wants to die. He says he's not succeeding. He says, Ki lo tov onochi me'avosa. I'm not better than my father. I'm not. It means the purpose of a person is to make more, to be better than his father. Doesn't mean that better than his father, not necessarily the son of Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't want to become better than his father. Yeah, but it's something like this. In other words, you sit on the shoulders of your father. So you can look further. You're not bigger, you're smaller. But you sit on his shoulders. He should continue what his father did and did things. Father, nobody can accomplish everything in life because lifetime is very short. The purpose is that your children continue where you left off. And so they become better. Better, not better. It is not better by themselves. They're better because of their father, but they're better. And if you're not better than your father, that means Vayela B'deach Oviv is an indictment. He walked in the way to rose his father, Ubechatosa Shehechte Israel, continuing the hate which he made Israel to commit. We have the word chatos and the word chet. Chet means always shogging. You do a mistake, Chatos has one meaning, which means the korban that you bring because you have done or committed a chet, a shogging. And the chet is a chotosi, I've seen. Chatos is not, it has another meaning. That is a sin where you have a feeling you're doing right. You have lost the feeling it's a sin. That's worse than a chet. That's about, we say, now say, uvon, ufeja, v'chato. Chato means, uvon is a sin that you do b'mezid. Pesha means rebellion. And chato is even, what's more than a rebellion? Rebellion, at least you know they do something wrong, you rebel. Chata means you think you're right, what you do is right. That's what you do, is right. And all the times the people say, since they worship Avodah Zorah, they daven with much more kavona than before. It was a time of Shabbos Tzvi. One of the biggest things, Shabbos Tzvi, there was a wave of teshuvah. People used to start davening and learning. He was a false Mashiach. They were much more religious. The followers of Shabbos Tzvi, they would always point out, look at you, you don't believe in Shabbos Tzvi. See the way we daven, the way we learned it. So that was Chatos. Yeah, but the Zohar said that we are God conscious, we worship more than one God, we others. But we have but we are much more, as one of these, talked about this, one of these Rishoyim, said he's God intoxicated. Right? He's intoxicated. So what do you want? So this is Chatos HaShehechtis Yisrael. Eventually people thought, right, Avodah Zorah is not wrong, it's wrong, but see how frum the people are, how devoted they are, how what wonderful things they're doing, and they're much, much more than you Orthodox people. So this is a Vayiksha Olav Ba'asho Ben Achiyah L'Beis Yisrael. Now comes the fulfillment of that prophecy which Achia Shaloni had prophesied. The verse, Yiksha means he nodded. Nodded means here he made plot. A plot. That means a lot of people are interwoven in that plot. Complot. That means vayiksha. Means a tie. They made a plot, plotted against him, a person called Basho ben Achio, Veis Yisochem, of a family of Yisochem. Vayakeu Basho, and Basho smote him. That means he smote Nodav ben Yerovam. He smote him. The Gibson, in the town of Gibson, Asher Laplishtim, belongs to the Philistines. That means at the coast. That means they had always fights with the Plishtim. Plishtim lived at the coast. That's why it's called Palestine. And that's a Yoshua Peloshes. That was the coastline. And they were enemies, but they usually recognized the authority of the Jewish government. But if they didn't, then so he beleaguered the city, besieged the city of Gibson, to the Plishtim, and while he was engaged fighting the Plishtim, because he didn't watch himself, he didn't guard himself, so there came Basham in Achio, he smote Nodav, when Nodav and all Israel Tzorim al Gibson. Nodav and all Israel were, Tzorim means besieging Gibson, in Plishtim land, and there he smote him. By Miseo Basho, Basho killed him, Bishnas Sholosh, Laoso, Melech Yehuda, Vayimlech Tach. That was the third year of Oso, the king of Yehuda, and become a king in his stead. Now, Vahi Kamochal, now comes something very savage. Vahi Kamochal, when he became a king, as soon as he became Kim Molchal Mishraela, as soon as he assumed the kingship, Hiko is called Beis Yerovam. He killed the whole house of Yerovam. The Hisha called the Shoma. Didn't leave anybody alive. The Yerovam that belonged to the house of Yerovam, Atishmida, until he completely destroyed it. Kidva Hashem Ashadiba Biad Abdo Achio Shalom. That was in the fulfillment. I mean, he was not conscious that he was fulfilling Dva Hashem. He was a criminal. But this was the punishment. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants to punish somebody, the instrument that he chooses is usually another Palavera who is chosen, that means Megalgal in Chauf on the day Chayef. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish somebody, he takes another person who is himself a guilty person and lets him carry out the punishment. And that is Yad Rav Hashem, Shadiba, Yad Avdo, Achio Shalom. That his servant, Achio Shalom. Which means, it was predicted years earlier, that this would be the end of Yerovam ben Nevot. Here was Yerovam ben Nevot and his son, which means the neshama, of course, of Yerovam ben Nevot, that feels all the pain. Even if he's not alive anymore at that time, his son is doing it, but she feels all the pain. The son is guilty because he should have become better than his father. The whole Israel that went along didn't interfere, also guilty. So they had to go through the suffering. That's, so nobody was left of Yerovam ben Nevot. Now, Yerovam ben Nevot, we have talked about him. This is one of the greatest disasters has fallen upon the Jewish people. He was one great man, tremendous Talmud Chacham, highly gifted, marvelous person, and because of his ego, his hunger for Tovot, he fell down into the lowest Madrege, he lost his Olam Habo. And always constantly repeated, coming again and again, Al Chatas Yerovam, Shechoto, Ve'echtes Yisroel, and he's the one about we learn of the Yerovas, he must speak in Biyodel Asas Teshuvah. The person who's committing an Avera has a chance of doing Teshuvah. But if he makes other people commit Averas, then there is no chance. The Shvur doesn't give him a chance to do Teshuvah. Kapitel 10, He came up to Bozhikov Kes. And we're talking about the Noda Ben Yerovam. It says, Kemolcho, I guess, he was killed by Basho. And it says, when Basho became a king, immediately Kemolcho, Iko is called Beis Yerovam. He destroyed all the house of Yerovam, means all descendants. He shall call Neshoma. He left no life, the Yerovam, which belonged to the Yerovam. Atishmida, until he destroyed it. It means like this. It was an unfortunate custom in olden days. A new king came. He killed all pretenders to the throne so that they wouldn't have any troubles later. But there were others, people who wouldn't even ever pretend to become king. He let them live. He only killed the people from Zerah HaMelucha. Here it was, he called Beis Yerovam. He killed the whole house Yerovam, which means anyone in the house Yerovam may have a claim on the throne. But then it says, he shall call the Shomer Yerovam Atishmida. That means the girls, the daughters, they never had pretensions to become kings. So he killed everybody. Kivah Hashem Ashadiba Biyad Avdo Achir Shalom. Now this is as far as we came, and now comes the pasuk: Al chatos Yerovam ashechuto vashehechti es Yisrael. Constantly, the same word is repeated: the sins of Yisrael which he did and which he made Yisrael do. The kaso ashehiches is Hashem elokei Yisrael. That means with his kas. Doesn't mean that he was angry. The kaso means that he arose. The cause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call that Aveiro Lahachis. That is something which people usually mispronounce to say, that's Lahachis. Lahachis. And that means Lahachis. Lahachis means to provoke. To provoke. I do something in order to provoke the other person. This was the Kaso, Ashehichis, is Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The Kaso goes on Kas Hashem, not on his own Kas. The kas shel Hashem isborach ashayiches Eshelei Yisrael. That means by arousing the kas, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he did purposely provoke the anger. Now that's something which is not so simple to understand. When you provoke the anger of somebody, you must believe that he exists. Today, people who are doing averes, even the worst averes, they do so because they don't believe there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They believe in nothing. That's what the world calls less din, less dai. There is no just, and there is no law, and there is no lawgiver. You do just whatever you want. It means that's not the kasa. And provoke Hashem means that you have to believe he exists. He knows. He gets angry. You want to make him angry. If you hate somebody, you want to make him angry. So how do you make it? You insult him, say something, point out his weaknesses, so then he, just gets angry. That's, you enjoy that. I mean, Chassid Sholem, this is such a bad character. When we talk about Lahachis, it means exactly the same. That's what we commonly call Yodea Esboro, Yodos Ribono, Mischavin Limrodo. He knew that it's God. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had no doubt that he exists. He knew that it's against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had the intention Limod Bo to rebel against it. Enjoyed rebelling against it. We knew that it exists. That's something which is very hard for us to understand. And the Chachom say that all these great criminals we find starting from Esau. The day is Forum, Mechavan Limod Bo. And others, Yodim is Forum, by Sodom, Yodim is Forum, Mechavan Limod Bo. Now what does that mean? What does it mean? It must the contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the normal contact means is Kirvas Abekim Hito. You know, he says the closeness of the mishpocha is good. The person is a tzaddik, and he's coming closer to the mishpocha. Closer it becomes, the stronger his emunah becomes, the stronger his bitochen becomes, his dapkus, at the matveikim, a similar thing. He has a deep sense of happiness. It gives him a great satisfaction. Eventually, as David HaMelech says, kivas leim lito, that means it's a tavas libo. It's like a tava, a desire. It's the desire. Soma nafshir lelekim lekelchoy. My soul is thirsting for the Mishpocha. So when the Mishpocha comes closer, when you come closer, you feel like a person who has been very thirsty and now gets some cold water to drink. It's any close contact with the Mishpocha who is the source of all.